You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Friday afternoon. Eric Snodgrass is here. He's from Agrible. Hey, Eric, it's a unique day for August. I had to put a jacket on today.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's something we've been thinking about in the forecast now for a couple of weeks as potentially happening. And honestly, it's kind of been a unique event for this summer. And what I mean by that is that we have had most of the summer, you know, a pretty dominant ridge that's been over the Western Corn Belt. And because of that, we've really lacked a good, you know, persistent, sharp trough that could kick off the development of a low pressure system. But we had that. And basically that low pressure system over the last 3 days went racing through parts of the Dakotas, bringing some rain into some fields that have been absolutely parched. So this was some big beneficial rains in a state that has a lot of soybean acres this year. That rain went through Minnesota, Wisconsin, dragged a front through us last night, and we have had a very cool morning. And I'll be honest with you, I'm absolutely loving it. I'm sleeping with the windows open. But that trough is interesting because it's going to be here for a while. In fact, I don't see that trough really moving out of the way to maybe the end of the second week or the beginning of the third week of August. Now, while we're sitting in that trough, the western United States is under a ridge, and they are basically catching fire, literally. The heat that's kind of racing up the West Coast has prompted, heat advisories and excessive heat warnings, triple-digit heat. They've dried out some locations in the Pacific Northwest, which do grow a lot of crops that are in competition with the central states. They have had, not only fires breaking up, but major crop losses due to some heat stresses recently. So what we're talking about here is maybe that pattern, at least we're looking in some of the long-range models, could shift and could break down such that the big trough that I keep talking about that's over the Gulf of Alaska, that may shift a little bit to the east, which would cool things down over the West Coast and potentially bring in some mid, let's call it third week of August, warmer than average temperatures. But, the bigger picture is this. Basically, because of the recent rains we've just gotten and the fact that over the next 5 days, we're seeing two systems that could dump a lot of rain across the central states. We're going to be looking at a few things that could spell, some relief to the bean crop and some good, good weather for August for the bean crop. In fact, when you stretch it out and look at the whole month as an aggregate, we see because of the dominance of this trough in the beginning of the month, the whole month really shaping up to be near average to slightly cooler than average temperatures with really some quite cool anomalies centered over like the panhandles of Texas and Oklahoma in that region. Right now the long range models aren't even picking up on major moisture stresses either. And that's what the markets are seeing and they're trading on that. So that's a lot I know, but those are the bigger picture things I'm seeing, at least as we get through this part of August.
Sounds typical of U.S. weather. It's very difficult to forecast. And I'm told over time that's because of the north-south ranges on both ends of the continent and that other places around the world are a bit easier to manage because their mountain ranges run east and west. I suppose maybe we ought to check in on some of those, Europe and Russia?
Yeah, let's talk about Europe and China and Russia. Europe has had an interesting summer. When you look at it on the whole, it's been a very warm summer. They've had some pretty intense heat waves that have hit it at some crucial times for their wheat and corn and soy crop. But they've also had some cool downs and some rain. So it's kind of hit or miss on the drought. We do see drought in parts of Germany and France, parts of Italy and parts of Spain. And then a big section of Ukraine is also in drought. But nearby there, you just go north and east of that. We're into Russia now, their major wheat growing area. They have had some cooler weather and some wetter weather. In fact, when we look down from space at a vegetation health index, which is basically looking at, what we call the NDVI, the wheat crop in Russia looks to be very good. And that might help carry the rest of the world with their wheat supply simply because of, the pockets of stress we're having in the U.S. But I'll tell you one thing that I'm going to have to watch very closely as we get through August is what's going on in northeastern China. They keep kind of getting promised rain in the models, and it's under-delivering, and they have spent most of the month of July very hot and very dry, and the global drought monitor would suggest that region is having some stress. And I'll tell you, when compared to last year, northeastern China does not look like it has quite the same size of a garden spot when compared to this year. So, we look just outside of the U.S. to see what other global pressures we might see in our markets, and those things might become more of a story once we get through August and the U.S. crops, are more or less made and we know what we're going to be getting. So, yeah, I want to give you an update on Northeast China and Russia at this point.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it. We'll talk with you again next week.
Great. Thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He's with Agrible, joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.